Yeah, God is good. I just want to start and open up with prayer. Lord, I just thank you. God, thank you for this day. I thank you for life. Lord, I thank you that I can trust in you, that I can have faith in you. God, that you are my rod and you are my staff, and that you are with me. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, so last week, or a couple weeks ago, it was Wednesday, October 10th, approximately 10:30 p.m., and y'all, I just want to introduce my dad. He's here today. I know some of y'all have met him, but I'm just so glad he's here. Good to see you, Dad. And, you know, I was just driving along. I was going home to get some winter clothes, you know. Just I do it every year, you know. I just want to, like, visit, you know, my mom and get some clothes. But unfortunately, she wasn't there. But anyways, I was heading home, and I looked off the road for 1 second, and then I looked back. I was approaching a car very fast. I was like on the interstate, you know, I was going like 70 miles per hour, and this car was only going like 40 miles per hour. So I was just like, oh my goodness. And I swerved to miss the car. And then, like, I missed the car, but then I overcorrected to get back, and my car just started skidding, going 70 miles per hour down the road. And I was just like, I was terrified. You know, I was like, I could die in this moment. That was what I was thinking at that point. But then something came over me. It just said, son, relax, you know, just let go. You know, I was crashing into the median, and I let go of the wheel, and a peace came over me, and I just let my body go limber, you know. And then I stopped. My car was stopped, and I was just like, whoa, what just happened? You know, so I waited like 5 minutes, collected myself, and then got out. But, you know, I thought of an analogy when this happened, and the thing is, like, you know, I could have lost my life at that point. I would have died, and it would have been for nothing. I would have just lost my life. It would have been taken from me. And, you know, Jesus Christ, he knew that he was going to be cursed, spat on, and tortured. He knew that the nails were going to go in his hand. He knew that he was going to be hung on a cross before the city, bloody, beaten, tortured. Yet he still chose to do that. He knew it was going to happen, and he still chose to do it. And that's love. And I was just, like, thinking about the story when I was driving back to Raleigh. My dad, he let me borrow his truck, and I was just like, God's so good. And I started crying. I'm so thankful for him. And he's so good. And I just want to use this moment to share the gospel, you know, and just, like, let you guys know that God loves you all. And that the fact that you're here, you've been given a life and a responsibility. And we all have a choice whether to take our life for granted or to give it to Christ, to lay it down for Christ. And the scripture that I want to leave you guys with, I was writing it down. It says, it's in John chapter 10, verses 17 through 18. And it says, for this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down. And I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father. So, everybody, you're here today. You have a choice. What are you going to do with your life? I've chosen to lay down my life for Christ because he loves me. He's given his life for me. And he's taken it up again. And that's the hope that I have in him, to be resurrected.
Come on, isn't this amazing? Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. Just on the heels of that, I just want to echo that if you are here today and you don't know the Lord, the Bible does say today's the day of salvation. People say, one day when I get settled down, married, and kind of, you know, sow my wild oats. And it's kind of like that old rock tune by Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, that so popularized the 70s. And, you know, there was a lot of falsehood in that lyric. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's always time to change the road you're on. Well, there's not always time to change the road you're on. I'm sure the drummer, John Bonham, thought that until he died asphyxiated, choking in his own vomit. There's not always time to change the road we're on. And so that's why the urgency of the scripture says today is the day. Now is the acceptable time, because we don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. But I'm grateful, Michael, that you were ready. You were prepared. So this, again, was not just some mere fender bender. Again, when he overcorrected, went into the medium, he totaled the car, completely wiped out the car, you know, the whole nine yards of the drama, airbag. He had a few bruises and scratches with the airbag, you know, but the car was totally totaled over in the median when he overcorrected, but he walked out of it. And so in those times, you kind of get eternity on the brain, and it helps to keep big things big and small things small, bring things in perspective. And so, you know, God forbid that, you know, people have to go through things to wake up, but again, we can learn from another man's story so that we don't have to go that route, the school of hard knocks, before we make our peace with the Lord. So I just put that out to you on the heels of what Michael said, and just encourage you to just make sure that all is well with your soul in that way.